So did we hear those words? We shall be known by the company we keep. In this great turning, we shall learn to lead in love. Deep in our hearts, deep in the pit of our tummies, I think there is a hunger. I believe there is a hunger for each of us to belong, to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. The poet reminds us, no man is an island. It could be a family we belong to in the many ways and shapes that families are formed. It could be a kind of community, a school community, or an art community, or a community of athletes, or readers, or bakers, or it could be a faith community that reminds you there are people who care for you and need you and want you to be among them. The biggest one we belong to, though, the biggest one is the community of all beings on this precious earth. We all belong to that community, and it is a blessing to know that we are connected in a great web of life. We are each a part of an interconnected web of existence, except that sometimes we forget that blessings like this are not one-directional. Blessings of belonging don't only go from one thing to the other, but back again. It's the way they work. It is the balance that is created for us when we are truly connected. And don't our animal companions remind us, and really doesn't every living thing remind us that we share this earth? We share the air that sustains us all. We share the sun and the wind and the water. We share the light and the darkness, the warm and the cold, the moon and the tides. There is a story about St. Francis, who Khalil reminded us of earlier, known as, among other things, the patron saint of animals, that he was on a journey somewhere and he stops to be in conversation with the birds. He holds up the whole show to walk off to the garden and speak with the birds. What was it he said, I wonder? Thank you. You're looking lovely this morning. Your song is amazing. Let me offer you some seed. Surely he knew the circle of blessing that is both the give and the take. This earth and all her beings is not ours to consume, but ours to share. I have been looking for new ways to be mindful of that, not least how to be in better relationship with all of it. And I'm wondering how many of you may have heard of the effort to have a zero-waste lifestyle. Is that familiar to anyone? It's a growing movement, I think. It's like the idea of going into a natural place and leaving nothing behind. Can we imagine that in our lives as a whole? That we have come into this world and left no mess behind us? How is it we might come to coffee hour even and have no garbage to come to take out at the end of it? I have a long way to go, but the effort to learn about it and to change my habits of wastefulness makes me strangely hopeful in a time that often feels not filled with so much hope. Perhaps we could try it together on behalf of this place we belong. I saw the geese flying this morning overhead in their V formation. What a mysterious and beautiful sight. Their lesson to us of communication with each other and coordination and community spirit, changing leadership regularly so that no one tires and all participate. Now there's a great lesson for community life. Our non-human life companions have so much to teach us, those who live in our homes and those who live all around us. Oh, let us be mindful that we might learn their lessons and live better ourselves. We have blessed so many this morning. I hope that wish stays in our hearts as we go forward.